Full moon. It happened this morning at 12:18 a.m. West Coast time. So we are in our day of safeguarding. And at 4:26 a.m. West Coast time, the moon entered Libra. And we have a Venus sextile Chiron. We have a Sun sextile Pluto. We had a tremendous storm last night. All these terrible winds came up. I mean, terrible, meaning they were frightening winds and woke me up. And then all this hail fell and then tremendous rain. It was like an onslaught. It was like an attack. I was thinking about the fact that it sounded like we were being attacked. The sound was so strong. And then I thought about the people in Ukraine and how they've had to leave their cities. And 3 million people have had to leave the Ukraine, migrate into other countries. And I thought, what if that happened to us in our country? And I felt just terrible about this situation. I want to dedicate ourselves to all those who needed to leave their country. I don't know how they're doing, and they've lost everything. It's a terrible situation. And we have four planets, a stellium in Pisces now, and a lot of planets in Aquarius. It's like a tug of war between Pisces and its old rays sixness and Aquarius rays five and seven. Let's dedicate ourselves, everyone, today to all those who are affected by the war. And again, I want us to say it is not really a political situation. It's a karmic situation. Nonetheless, it is still a terrible suffering. And it is like being in the Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra. Remember, that's the war where Krishna says to his student Arjuna, you have to fight now. You have to get up and fight. And Arjuna said, I'm not. I have family on both sides of this war, and I'm not going to fight. And Krishna said, you have to make a choice. And that is what humanity is having to do at this time. However, the race sixness is bringing into humanity's minds false information and false idealism and false ideals and socialism, extreme materialism, conformity, fanaticism, narrow vision. And this is what humanity has to rise above. That is the first initiation, rising above materialism, entering into the light of the soul. It is a great struggle for humanity. So let us stand together today. Full moon. Full moon, 28 degrees. Pisces, 28 degrees. Virgo. We'll stand together and say our full moon meditation today. We call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones. We stand at the door of our monastery and look down into the valley, all those seeking and moving from Pisces to Aquarius. We include all the migrants and those who have had to leave Ukraine, all the children, all the animal kingdom. And we invite them to this meditation with us this morning. We look over the valley to the rising sun and we see it reflected on the ocean. And again, we call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones. We stand with those who came before us. And we prepare the way for those who come after us. Every day we do our very, very best, choosing every day the will to good, the will to love, and goodwill. And we stand under the light of Shambhala, the Father's light, the light of the will of the Father. And we say our soul invocation and build the Antakarana and stand within the spiritual triad. And we build the rainbow bridge. And let us say our soul invocation together, everyone. Let us visualize as we do. And we invite humanity to say this soul invocation with us. And we say together, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. I am fixed and perfect in my design. I am the soul. We stand together within this light of the soul, and we invite humanity to stand with us. And as we stand here together, we look up and see another triangle, the will of God, the will to good. We stand within this great fiery triangle, a fiery, fiery triangle. We see the tongues of fire. We surround our country, our people. We surround all leaders. We surround the Ukraine, Russia, all the countries of Europe with this fiery triangle. The will to good, the will to love and right relations and goodwill. We see these words imprinted within every country, in the halls of all governments, in the hearts and minds of all of humanity. When this fiery triangle touches the hearts and minds of humanity, the will to good and the will to love, which we stand for, brings forth good will, right relations, peace, harmony, beauty that humanity seeks. And let us now do our full moon meditation under the light of Pisces. And we are in our last days of Pisces. Today is Friday, Venus's day. Venus is day, day five, and Sunday is spring. So our last 2 days of Pisces. And during this full moon, we know that spiritual energies are uniquely available at this time. They facilitate a closer rapport between humanity, the new group of world servers, and hierarchy. There is a great inflow of energies, and they carry the specific qualities of one constellation and several rays, Pisces, rays 2 and 6. And we see that these energies play sequentially upon humanity's minds and hearts. And they establish divine attributes and virtues in the consciousness of humanity. That's why it's so important that we do our new and full moon meditations, because during these times, as the doors of light are open, within humanity, divine attributes and virtues are established. And we, as the new group of world servers, as aspirants and disciples, gather this light and seek to direct and radiate the spiritual inflow into the minds and hearts of humanity everywhere. And as we do this together, we strengthen the link between humanity, the kingdom of humanity, and the kingdom of God. We know that entrance upon the path of approach is possible for everyone, for groups, and for humanity as a whole, but only as a unit. And energies not usually or normally contacted can now be touched and grasped and utilized during these full and new moon approaches. They provide a contact for group formation. Thus, the individual, the group, and humanity are enriched and vitalized. So, this is our full moon approach to the hierarchy. When we say these words together, we visualize them, we place them in our hearts and minds. He who faces the light and stands within its radiance is blinded to the issues of the world of men. He passes on the lighted way to the great center of absorption. But then there are those who feel the urge to pass this way, yet loves our brothers and sisters on the darkened path. We revolve upon the pedestal of light, and we turn the other way. We face towards the dark, and then 7 points of light within ourselves, within our head, transmits an outward streaming light. And behold, the face of those upon the darkened way receives that light, and for them the way is no longer so dark. And between the warriors and twixt the light and dark, blazes the light of hierarchy. Let us visualize this, everyone. Some are absorbed when they go into other areas, planets, lives, but we stand facing the dark. Points of light within our minds are illumined. We radiate that light and we stand with the hierarchy. And then the way is not so dark for our brothers and sisters. And let us now let in the light with our group fusion meditation. We affirm the fact of group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of web servers. We mediate between hierarchy and humanity. And we say these words together. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. Let us be still a moment and think about these words. Now, as we stand under the light of Pisces in rays 2 and 6, we stand together as a group within our ashram and we project a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center, and it is the great ashram of Sanat Kumara. And with our creative visualization, which creates thought forms of solution for humanity, we extend this line of lighted energy towards the Christ, who stands at the heart of hierarchy. He is the world teacher, and his name is Maitreya. And then we extend a line of light towards Shambhala, Sanat Kumara, the place where the will of God is known. And as we stand here with all these centers, we hold our contemplative mind open to the extraplanetary energy streaming into Shambhala, radiating throughout hierarchy. We stand with the hierarchy under this light, and we use our creative imagination. We endeavor to see the centers, Shambhala, hierarchy, and humanity, gradually coming into alignment and interplay. And as we see this energy flowing down, we stand within Pisces. Pisces is the light of the world. It's the light that reveals the light of life itself. It ends forever the darkness of matter. And we know about Pisces on the cardinal cross. The awakening of Pisces on the cardinal cross, one is awakened to the task of the world's savior, because Pisces is the saving grace for humanity. One awakens to one's work to do in the world and one's function on the cardinal cross. Everybody has Pisces in their chart. And this awakens for everyone when we are under the light of Pisces. Pluto and Vulcan, Scorpio and Taurus come into full play within the consciousness of one who stands as Pisces on the cardinal cross. The task at hand is for the smashing of all crystallized forms of life that inhibit the flow of spiritual reality and loving inclusivity. It is thus that the true soldiers of God are born, and they carry with them the strongest weapons of all, love and wisdom. Remember that love underlies all happenings in our world. Love underlies all happenings of our world, in our world. We have love and wisdom. We have will and devotion. We are devoted with intention to the work of the one soul. We become the world's savior, individually and as a group. Everything is always sacrificed for the greater, and the way of the soul is always inclusive. And the waters drowned the man, and the fish was made to disappear. It appeared again and died again. It appeared again and died again, and eventually it brought salvation. Under Pisces, we are the waters of life, and we become the saviors for humanity. We stand with understanding and universal sensitivity. We are very inclusive. We have compassion. We identify with compassion. We often have a crucified life before a resurrected life appears. We stand liberated. We stand attached. We were a slave at one time. Then we became a servant. And then we become a server. And we say the Bodhisattva prayer. I leave the Father's house. I leave the Father's house, and turning back, I save. This is the soul. This is the Christ. This is Maitreya. These are the disciples, and these are Bodhisattvas saying these words. We have left the Father's house, the place where the will of God is known, a bliss-filled oneness, in order to serve the plan in Aquarius and to save humanity in Pisces. Let us stand together, everyone, in silence and in quiet for a moment as we see the light of Pisces pouring down. Rays 2 and 6 flowing through Pisces, flowing through the heart of the sun, picking up love and wisdom, flowing now through these planets and rays, a very esoteric alchemic precipitation, which only a few understand. Jupiter, Ray 2. Neptune, Ray 6. Pluto, Ray 1. Pluto, Ray 1. And their accompanying colors. Sun and Neptune and Jupiter and Mercury right now are in Pisces, and these are flowing through the air into humanity at this time. We gather this light and we radiate it to humanity. Let us now be still for a moment and visualize these things and see what is impressed upon our mind. As these energies and these lights pour down, we use our creative imagination. We visualize these energies of light and love and will to good. They're pouring down through the planet. They pour down through us. And they become anchored on Earth in prepared physical plane centers. And here the plan is able to manifest. We visualize the sixfold progression of divine love, a sequence of energy precipitation. From Shambhala to the hierarchy to the new group of world servers to men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world and into physical centers of distribution. We stand together conscious as a group within the periphery of the great ashram, and we sound this affirmation together. At the center of all love we stand. From that center, we, the soul, will outward move. From that center, we, the ones who serve, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad in our heart, through our group, and throughout the world. And we visualize a downpouring of spiritual inflow. We see it released from Shambhala. we see it gathering itself and pouring through the hierarchy, streaming through us, the new group of world servers, into humanity. And we see these in-pouring energies establishing a pathway of light for seekers and for the coming world teacher, who is called Maitreya. And as we see these great lights pouring down, we say the great invocation together, visualizing the outpouring of light and love and power from the spiritual hierarchy. We stand in Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, Darjeeling. And we say this great invocation together from the point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. And that is the line of Pisces. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. And let us say our mantra of unification, offering this to the young ones in the world so that they will know how to do and bring forth their purpose and their task. When we give them this prayer, we place this prayer within their hearts and minds, and we stand with them. The sons of men are one, and we are one with them. We seek to love, not hate. We seek to serve and not exact due service. We seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life in all events, and bring to light the love which underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight, let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate, outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. We are going to gather this meditation together, everyone. We're going to say our radiance mantra together. This light that we gather through us and radiate with our creative imaginations. This light becomes the waters of life that thirsts of humanity. It contains all the information that humanity seeks. And so wherever we are and from within our ashram, we stand as a group and face the world. And we radiate the light of Pisces from our Asna centers. And we say these words together with dedication and intention and visualization. Radiance we are in power. We stand forever with our hands outstretched. We link the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning, and the subtle world of glamour. Reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work, bring the darkness into day. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. So grateful for these mantras given to us by the great teachers. Now, as we face everyone in the valley, we invite them to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. We lift up our lamps in this darkness, and we say together, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from the unknown to the known, and from chaos to beauty. And now, everyone, let us be still and let this meditation, our intentions and dedications and words settle within us. Then we'll say our three ohms together. We invite everyone in heaven and on earth, all the kingdoms, all of humanity, the children. We invite the hierarchy, all the great teachers, the Gandharvas, the music of the spheres, everyone to join us in these three ohms which integrate and synthesize our intentions. And as we do so, we allow this meditation to flow through all the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. Now, everyone, let us begin to gather this meditation around us. Let us remember this is our day of dedication, our day of safeguarding, a day of safeguarding this Pisces light. Our last days of Pisces, this full moon light, this light of Pisces, compassionate, before spring begins, before Aries begins, Pisces will gather everything from the past year and all the other 11 signs and offer it to Aries so something new can begin. Our new spiritual year begins on Sunday. Let us stay within this realm of Pisces today. Let the Lord of Pisces offer us all the wisdom it has, all the compassion, all the understanding. And let us begin to precipitate down now, down now into our three-dimensional world. Let this meditation guide and guide us today. Let us see what our tasks might be today. Complete them with ease, with harmony, with beauty, with grace. At the end of the day, reviewing the day, we see that the day was good. Should we have done anything unskillful during the day as we review our day backwards, we redo that unskillfulness and make it skillful. We bring love to it. And then our day is good.